higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Shelley Gardner. Yes, yeah, Shelley Gardner's back in studio. Happy New Year. I think you get to say that until what, like the 15th or something?
I think so. That's my policy.
I say Happy New Year kind of until after the Super Bowl is over. And it looks like, Danny, that, wow, what a game we have coming up here between the Cowboys and the Packers. Did you what were you thinking? I text you last night, but you never text me back when you're watching the game. Did you actually watch the game?
My phone was blowing up. So.
I bet. Well,
he's so popular.
Well, yeah, you know. So, you don't want to talk about it?
Oh, doggone. No. I'm fine. I can talk about it.
I just have to say this. Like, I love football.
Every game
so
this
much.
Weekend. Every game this weekend was a blowout. So, and it kind of was, you know, expected. Well, all the games were, you know, expected to be a blow up, but excuse me, I'm sick.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, you looked a little green around the gills when you walked past me in
had
the hallway.
Nothing,
but
wasn't a hangover or anything like that. I'm just getting my summertime cold, wintertime cold. I get, you know, two scratchy throats a year.
Man.
One in the winter, one in the summer. The summer is usually worse.
Yeah.
So well, this is just a scratchy throat, and I'll fight through it, you know.
Well,
give me a shot and put me back in the game, and I'll be fine.
You know what? I almost I saw some notes in my office from a show from probably around this time last year about how not to get sick, and I didn't pull it. I should have. But you know what? One of the things that I do is I take probiotics regularly. Mm-hmm. I really do. There's a couple of good brands out there. There's several good brands.
Yeah, whiskey works for me.
And, you know, I say have some fun. Have you been having any fun? You know, seriously, you got to have fun. That keeps your immune system strong when you're happy.
Like I said, whiskey helps for me.
and I took.
I don't think there's any way of avoiding getting sick because I do not get sick often. So it's not that this is common. When you're around sick people, now granted, I don't have kids, but usually parents that are around sick kids,
yeah,
their kids go to school and they, you know, whether it's a middle school or, you know, high school or grade school, you know, the kids bring it home with them.
Yeah, they do.
And you can't avoid it. You could try to avoid it, but I don't think you can avoid getting the sniffles and a scratchy throat.
Well, and I think it's good to build your immune system up. You know, don't
it
you think
sure
so?
Is. Yes, I think, you know, that's part of the whole process. Kids, when they grow up, they have to be exposed to things, and you have to be exposed to different illnesses to build up your immunity.
Well, it's kind of like, remember when we were kids, I don't think they have them anymore, but when we had the chicken pox,
right.
I know my mom had a chicken pox party when I had the chicken pox.
All she did?
There are still parents doing that today,
okay.
Danny. Yes, they do. They take, and they'll even take a pair of pajamas from an infected child and send it across the country to friends and relatives so they can catch the chicken pox too.
Really?
It's because if you don't get chicken pox when you're a kid, it increases your chances of getting shingles as an adult. Isn't that right, Danny?
Yes.
And that's what chicken pox is.
It's shingles.
Is shingles. Now,
which
my
is
sister,
very painful.
Yeah, my sister had shingles a couple of years ago, and I asked, and she never had chicken pox. And I was like, I'll be darned. But she said, Now, here's a lady who had a tumor wrapped around her spine. She's been in pain quite a bit the last decade.
Your sister.
She said that was the most painful, uncomfortable experience she's ever had is when she had shingles.
Wow. I've never had them. But I've had chicken pox. And so I think that
I can't remember when I had chicken pox. There's
I had chicken pox when I was like 8 months old. So
oh, you did?
Oh no,
yeah, when I was a baby.
Well, I think it's how we have to naturally survive as a species and fight off disease, and that starts with a strong immune system.
And there's a mumps breakout now too around the nation.
Wow. Yeah, no, I heard that.
And mumps, that's so archaic.
Yeah, and mumps are very risky to get as an adult. It can cause infertility in men. And so I think we don't remember these.
Well, that's
I don't
not
know,
so bad if
it can drop down into your testicles, right?
Exactly.
Well,
that's not
yikes.
So, that's not so bad if you already have your kids, you know.
You want your testicles swollen, Danny? Oh, I don't think so.
No, but if you're not fertile, it's like going, hey, you don't have to worry about the condom. No, I'm just kidding.
There are other ways to deal with that. Well, I don't know, Bernadette. This time of year, I think it's all the sugar. Since I gave up eating so
That's
many
true.
Desserts and sugar, so I used to get sick every first week in November. what happens at the end of October.
Yep.
You know, I was raiding the boys' candy pile.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can't take antibiotics, so I have to be super careful because I'm highly allergic to them. Like, highly allergic to them.
Why?
I can't. I just am.
You were born that way?
No. I think it's... Yeah. You want to know what I really think it is? I think it's from overusage in my youth.
I'm being like a little toddler now. Why?
But I'm extremely, like, anaphylactic shock. If I was to sleep next to someone who was...
Anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't even sleep next to someone who's on antibiotics.
Anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. You know what that is. Where you have to use the EpiPen.
Yeah. I just like that word. Yeah. Anti-phylactic.
That's funny. But yeah, I mean, I'm very allergic to them, so I have to keep my immune system really strong. And I don't eat a lot of sugar, and I exercise all the time. I try to watch my water content. I drink a little wine every night with dinner, you know. And I think all those things really contribute to being just healthier and happier.
I really do.
And I take my probiotics. But there's things that you can do, like when I, got bit by the cat and I had the cat scratch fever and I thought I was going to die. Like, I really did. I laid in bed that one night when the fever was so high thinking, I might not survive this. But I was taking oil of oregano. I had my foot wrapped in Manuka honey. Or not my foot, excuse me, my hand. My foot's broken right now, but that's... That's from jumping off my deck, trying to stop my dogs from fighting. But even that, you know, so my foot's so much better. I mean, it's not going to heal for several weeks, but I've been soaking it in Epsom salt and the swelling and the pain has gone down and I just feel better. I even danced yesterday in my boot.
Oh, fantastic.
during the game, Danny, with the Packers and the Giants. And it was like being in heaven. I was having a couple of beers, watching the game and dancing in the living room and screaming and hooting and hollering. And it was just so much fun.
Sounds like you had a great time.
I love football, though. Football is, I mean, just the enthusiasm. The teams came on the field, you know, they're ready to, like, get busy. And I don't know, it brought back a lot of memories from, like, 1996. I was pregnant with my oldest daughter, and I had tickets to the Monday Night Football game between the Packers and the Cowboys. Do you remember that game, Danny? Were you there? You probably were. Were you?
Since this is my 20th season, yeah.
Yeah, so you were there, but I was. My mother was having a fit the night before, saying you cannot go to that game. You could go into labor. There, you know, blah blah blah. I'm like,
what
Mom,
year was this?
This was 1996.
Oh no, I was in the studio doing the game then.
You were in the studio, but anyway, I never made it to the game because my water broke at 9 o'clock that morning, so I had to give the tickets away. But that whole era, you know, when the Cowboys were great and they're great again, you know, and Green Bay is great, and I think that's 49ers were in the mix back then too. But I just love football. I mean, everything about it is so amazing. It really, really is. And you guys, are you feeling it? Shelly's not a big football girl, but that's okay. And I actually Jill Lane and I both go through this where we go through like withdrawal after the Super Bowl. Like, we really love football that much.
You?
Oh my gosh. It's such a big part of my life. It is in the fall and the winter and the early spring until I guess it's not spring, but till the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl's in Houston this year. And I just may go. We'll see.
I was about to ask, are you going to go?
I should. We should.
Our tickets still look, can you still
tickets
buy
are
tickets?
Crazy. Well, you know, you get, the big companies give a lot of them away. That's a majority of it to their best customers. But then.
Now, tickets are corporate because I think the cheapest ticket, if you could, I think face value is over $500-$600.
Wow.
Just face value for the cheapest ticket.
Yeah.
And there's not many of them sold because they're all sold to, you're right. It's all corporate now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can remember being so naive to think, so my former husband, my first husband, and I flew to Los Angeles they were playing at the Rose Bowl that year. We were going to try to get into the game, and we had like $1,000 in cash in our pocket. And we thought that would be enough to get us in, you know, like two tickets. Har, har, hardy, har, har.
Oh, really?
Didn't happen.
Oh, my.
Here's what kind of puts everything in perspective. I have two Ice Bowl tickets and two Ice Bowl ticket stubs back home. Now, my dad was there. We've been season ticket holders since the early 60s. And that was... before the Super Bowl. That was the NFL championship. So that was the Super Bowl before the Super Bowl. On those tickets, $1,825.
Wow.
And that was, you know, that was a lot of money back then. My parents went to the Cowboys and Colts Super Bowl back in the early 70s. I want to say like 72, 73. It was in the Orange Bowl. And he kept the ticket stubs. And I remember, and they're somewhere. I don't know where they are. But I remember looking at the price. $21.25.
Wow.
$21.25 for Super Bowl tickets back then.
That's a lot of coin. It really is. For anybody, that's a lot of money because you got hotel,
what?
You got travel plane.
No,
you know,
$21.
What?
This is 1972.
So maybe
oh
it was
my
worth,
gosh.
Even at four times, they were $100 tickets. You
Are
know,
you
if you're
serious?
Looking,
the championship game was $18.50.
Wow.
Now, so, fast forward. But, you know, even, I want to say even 10, maybe even 15 years ago, they
yeah.
weren't even close to what they are now. Well, they were still like $200, but they're not. Face value of these things are like I said, they're over $500-$600
now. Well, I was a Dallas Cowboy. I had tickets for season tickets for several years, but I don't remember how much we paid. I really don't. I'd have to go back and look.
Well,
probably
it's,
about 70, 80, you know, $100.
Yeah, sounds
bucks.
About
normal,
right?
A yeah. normal amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Golly, yeah, but they go for thousands and thousands of dollars. So don't do what I did and fly there thinking you're going to get tickets unless you have a considerably bigger amount of cash in your pocket.
Yeah.
So we've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Brad Dieter. He's going to be talking about the Gluten Manifesto and everything you need to know about gluten. And we have a special guest, Mitzi Doolin. She's our entrepreneurial spotlight. This woman is a rock star. Stay tuned. And, of course, Shelley Gardner. We're going to be talking about PR for small businesses. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300 or visit her at lynnrobertsmd.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Down in it. You want to go down in it. Dr. Brad Dieter, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, let me tell people who you are in case they're just now joining us and don't know. Dr. Brad Dieter is a certified sports nutritionist from the International Society of Sports Nutrition. He's a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog ScienceDrivenNutrition.com. That's ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public to bring the best information in the industry straight to you. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And today we're talking about the Gluten Manifesto, everything you need to know about gluten. So for people that don't know, that don't suffer from celiac disease or maybe non-celiac gluten sensitivity, explain to our listeners, if you would, Dr. Dieter, what is celiac disease and also non-celiac gluten sensitivity?
Yeah, so celiac disease is essentially a genetic disposition or a genetic phenotype that reacts to whenever you eat wheat products that have a protein called gluten in it, you have a immunological response. So it's very similar to, you know, a lot of basic allergies, but it manifests a little bit differently. So it's actually an autoimmune condition that's triggered by exposure to gluten and has a genetic component to it that we can identify genetically. So you can go in and you can get tested to see if you have the genetic marker for celiac disease. And it's a very specific diagnosis, and it's something very well understood in terms of what actually causes it in the medical literature.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's different than non-celiac gluten sensitivity, which is where, you know, people report having symptoms of, you know, irritable bowel, digestive issues, some other autoimmune conditions, you know, mental fatigue, things like that when they consume gluten, but there's no genetic, they don't have the genetic risk factor, they don't have the antibody or immunological response that we see in celiac disease. So they're two very, very different conditions. They have very, very different medical diagnoses and treatment plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's what comes to my mind. When did this start? Because I don't remember in my lifetime ever hearing about this until really like the last, I'm going to say, 5 to 7 years, anything about celiac disease and gluten and all that stuff and all these gluten-free products. So why this sudden rise in gluten sensitivity and celiac disease?
Well, I think it's two things. One is the internet. You know, people are more aware. And I think, you know, we've kind of gone through a 15 to 20 year boom of sensationalizing things and everybody looking for some sort of easily defined reason as to why they're not super healthy. So I think it's just a combination of the internet, a lot of, I would say, pseudoscientific, poorly written books on the topic that really sensationalize things to try to, you know, sell an idea versus the actual truth and heart of the matter. And so when you really, you know, in the article we talk about this is, if you look at the rates of people who have, you know, celiac disease, so there's been an increase in people who have been diagnosed just due to, you know, they're like, oh, I have some weird stomach things going on that I would not have thought could be related to this. So they go in and they get tested. But even with that small uptick, it's really about 0.7% of the U.S. population has celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of medical conditions, like, you know, rates and prevalence, that's actually higher than most other conditions you would see, but that still doesn't really account for this huge boom in people eating, you know, gluten-free diets. So the celiac disease compared to the rise in interest in gluten-free diets just don't quite match up.
Mm-hmm. And you think it's really, where does it start? In the gut, like everything does?
Yes, you can make that argument. You can make the argument that it starts in your genes. It just really depends on how far back you want to go. But we talk a lot about this in the article, but it appears that most of the symptoms that people have from non-celiac gluten sensitivity really centralizes around their ability to digest the proteins in gluten based on just, you know, enzymes in their stomach and also their microbiome. That really appears to drive a lot of the non-celiac gluten sensitivity that we see.
Mm-hmm. And aren't a lot of children in particular that are allergic to gluten are also allergic to, like, the casein and milk proteins?
Yeah. So that's actually a really intricate, detailed, kind of convoluted area of science. Is there's kind of two reasons. One is autoimmune conditions usually cluster. So if you're somebody who has celiac, you're usually more likely to have things like rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's, Hashimoto's, type 1 diabetes. Those all kind of cluster together, and it has to do with your, they call them your HLA haplotypes, so your human leukocyte antigen haplotypes. So basically, they kind of cluster together, and they're all immune responses. And the other one is people who have celiac disease typically have what we call, you know, leaky gut syndrome, which basically just means the your stomach is really a hole between you and the rest of the world. And so when you have celiac disease and you consume a lot of these foods that cause some sort of inflammatory response, you're more exposed, the inside of your body is more exposed to the outside. So you start developing allergies to other foods. And so a lot of times people who have those issues, when they, you know, go on gluten-free diets for a couple months and they reduce a lot of the immunological responses, a lot of their other food allergies will actually go away.
Well, I've referenced to this book many times on the show. It's called GAPS, Gut and Psychology Syndrome. It was written by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. And it's really interesting. And she, in this book, she talks about what we were just talking about with the gluten and the milk proteins, and the connection between, you know, all kinds of things like schizophrenia, autism, postpartum psychosis, epilepsy, Down syndrome, depression, and other autoimmune problems, like you said, rheumatoid arthritis. And so it's so interesting to me, but at the end of the day, again, I'm going to ask you, so what about gluten and the microbiome? Are they really at the, is the microbiome at the root of all of this?
Or is it rather, or Bernadette, do you think that it's the hybridization and the changes in the wheat structure that we've seen over the last 50 years?
Yeah.
You know, because some people see less issues with kamut or an ancient form of the grain rather than the newer versions.
Right.
Yeah. So the research behind a lot of that is also really difficult to parse through, because there's human trials where they basically take people and, you know, that they essentially proclaim they have, you know, non-celiac gluten sensitivity, and in a double-blind trial, they give them straight gluten protein, and they actually have equal to or less symptoms than people on placebo. So it appears that a lot of these non-celiac gluten manifestations may not be the gluten protein itself, but things like FODMAPs and, you know, interactions with their gut bacteria. So a lot of the pieces that have to do with this, you know, I think it was Dr. Davis in his book Wheat Belly talked a lot about this idea of genetically engineering wheat to be more hardy, and it has more gluten being the problem. But most of the intervention literature suggests that it's not that simple. And it has to do a lot more with, you know, other structures in these foods, and a lot of the microbiome issue that really drives most of it.
Well, and oatmeal, I'm thinking about oatmeal. Oatmeal, you can buy it gluten-free as well. People don't think that oatmeal has gluten in it, but it does, doesn't it?
No.
No. Well, then why do they sell gluten-free oatmeal?
Because that marketing label helps you sell more food.
Or it might be processed.
Are you serious?
Oats have no gluten, but it might be processed in a facility that processes wheat, so you can't say that it's celiac approved.
So much to know. How can we all keep up? It's so crazy.
It's kind of like when you see gluten-free stickers on apples or bananas. Is that necessary? Come on.
Well, you know what? I actually saw, I don't know if it was a joke
candy.
Or not.
Even candy now.
Exactly. You know, a couple of years ago, I actually saw it on a package of paper plates, and I was like, what the heck? You know?
But, you know, if you think about candy, licorice is nothing but white flour and food coloring.
Right.
So that is valid to look for gluten-free stickers on your candy because flour...
But the reason why I brought that up is, like, you know, gluten... What are you looking for a healthy candy bar? You know, a candy bar or candy is not healthy. Mm-hmm. But yet with that all-natural tag and gluten-free tag, it's a healthier bad, you know, it's a better bad choice. Ow.
Yeah. Well, there is the issue, right, of, you know, eating a candy bar has long, you know, if you eat a lot of them over a long period of time, it can have chronic health effects. But if you give somebody with, you know, overt celiac a gluten-containing candy bar, they're going to have a miserable 48 hours. So there's different reasons, but I just think it's very interesting that, You know, we've got about 0.7 of the 0.7% of the population. And this is a really good case of where we actually cater to the outsider, which I think is actually, you know, it's not a bad thing. I think the more aware we are of people with these issues is actually a good thing.
Mm. Always love having you on the show, Dr. Brad Dieter. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
All right, everyone. You can find him at oneliferadio.com or you can read his blog at sciencedrivennutrition.com. We have our entrepreneurial spotlight coming up with Mitzi Doolin. She is one of the hottest nutritionists in the country. Can't wait to have her jump on with us. Stay tuned. Looking for the best organic protein bar on the market? Sun Warrior has nailed it. Soul Good protein bars are amazing and so easy to throw in your purse or backpack. They have 17 grams of protein, low sugar, and they are 100% organic. Try Sun Warrior's new Soul Good bars at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com, because eating clean doesn't have to be difficult.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Shelley Gardner, and we have a very special guest today. I've got Mitzi Doolin on the line. She's our entrepreneurial spotlight. Mitzi is a registered dietitian and is a nationally recognized nutrition and wellness expert who has inspired millions to lose weight and get fit. As a Pinterest influencer, she recently authored The Pinterest Diet, How to Pin Your Way Thin. Mitzi is also the co-author of the All-Pro Diet, Lose Fat, Build Muscle, and Live Like a Champion with NFL future Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez, helping people learn how to eat clean and to get lean. And she was the team nutritionist for the 2015 MLB World Championship Kansas City Royals, a baseball team during 11 seasons. And she was also named one of the top 20 nutrition experts to follow on Twitter by the Huffington Post. And now she has started her protein ball business, and I can't wait to talk with her. About this. Welcome, Mitzi. Such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so tell me about these protein balls. I have to know. So when did you start making them? And I love that they're in a ball. I just love it.
Yes. Well, you know what? I actually made a recipe about 3.5 years ago, and I created it and decided, hey, you know what? Instead of bars, I'm going to make these into balls.
I love it.
And I posted it on Pinterest, and I have about 3.4 million followers on Pinterest.
Wow.
And this recipe, though, resonated with so many people, and it literally went crazy viral. And
well, everybody likes to have some balls, you know?
Yes, everyone wanted some balls. So, and you know what? It tastes great. I am a registered dietitian. I am also a foodie. I love great tasting foods. So when I try to get people eating healthy, it's not about eating rice cakes or things that don't taste well. It has to be tasty and healthy and good for you and clean ingredients. And so you know what? I made this recipe, and then actually, about 1.5 years ago, with the Royals, I was out at the ballpark, and we were about to go to the playoffs if we would win 2 more games. And so I said, you know what, when I come back out next week, I'm going to make my protein balls for the players. And I made them, and they gobbled those protein balls up so quickly. And 2 nights later, we clinched the division for the first time in 30 years. So I made them for the guys for all the next playoff games, and we made it to the World Series. I made it throughout the World Series, and we won the World Series.
Wow.
And all the media wanted to know about the protein balls, and I was on TV everywhere. I heard they were talking on, even on sports radio about the balls. And so,
Nobody could resist your balls. You know?
I know. That's what happened.
Hey, real quickly, you know.
Me to make my balls for them, and that's literally how I launched Simply Fuel. And Simply Fuel is really how to make protein easy in your life. And what I'm getting now, you can buy them on simplyfuel.com, is both parents and kids love them, and people in the household are fighting over the balls.
Oh, I believe it. How do you package the balls? How do you package them?
You can either get a two-pack or 2 balls or 12 balls.
Ah.
And you know what? Most people online are buying the 12 packs of balls, and I'm getting pictures of even some folks who get the 12-pack in one day and there's one ball is left, they're like, okay, we have a problem in the house. We can't keep the balls in stock.
Hey Danny, I'm going to order Danny some balls.
I'm just like, this is such a Saturday Night Live skit right now. But Mitzi, you know, as you well know, you've been around professional athletes, you know, with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals.
Uh-huh.
They are the worst when it comes to nutrition.
Right.
And I'm sure that you spent many nights and many days pulling your hair out trying to eat them. Now, this is perfect because it tastes good. They don't care really what's in it, but it's even a double, whammy when it's tastes good and they're healthy.
Yeah, and so what's in these balls?
Exactly right. Exactly. Well, and you get the bonus. And then what I've done is I've added probiotics to them.
Oh.
So you're getting the bonus of the probiotics plus the protein. So the protein, helps make them feel satisfied and give them that staying power. And, and then the probiotics is good for gut health. And there's some research with I'm using gonadin BC30, and even showing that it helps support protein utilization. But really, gut health and probiotics as well as protein are kind of top trends for 2017.
Yeah.
And just, again, it tastes great. Actually, Eric Hosmer, who won the MVP at the All-Star Game this past year, for Major League Baseball, and he actually, I send him balls every 2 weeks, and he's like, "Oh, we just ate early." He goes, "My roommates and I are crushing him. Please send more balls."
Oh my gosh!
And seriously, what better of an endorsement than a world class athlete, whether it's football or baseball,
He actually posted a picture to his Instagram when he got one of the shipments, because I wondered why my phone cha-chings every time someone places an order.
Oh, great.
And all of a sudden my phone was going crazy, and I'm like, and then I saw that he actually posted a picture on his Instagram because he's a great supporter, and I appreciate that from so many of the players who have been supported. And then young kids, her team got fifth in nationals in volleyball last year, and yesterday they had a big volleyball tournament, and these parents were wanting these balls, and I said, hey, I can't give them all to you. And sure enough, the players they were in the last match of the day for the championship, and they ate the rest of the balls, and these are 12-year-old girls, and so they're very popular. So next time I have to take more bags.
Well, and you, as a top nutritionist, of course, you know that nutrition is optimal for health and performance. And so let me ask you this. I'm sure you've been asked this question before. How big are the balls?
They're about 0.8 ounces. So they...
How big is that in diameter?
About 1.5. How big in what?
How big is that in diameter? Like how big?
It's
like
about an inch and... About an inch and a quarter.
Inch and a quarter. So you pop them.
They're good. You know what? And it's in a resealable pack. And literally, a lot of folks love also traveling with the two packs or the 12 packs. They take them on vacation. I've had several folks order them for their college kids. said, I want to make sure they're fueling themselves with some healthy snacks.
Absolutely.
And, so some folks have them for breakfast, an afternoon snack, a late night snack, and you can have one or two, or sometimes I also get messages, wait, Mitzi, I'm wanting to eat a whole lot. So, you do have to pace yourself because they are very yummy.
Mm. How many calories and how many, for those who still calorie count, how many calories are in one ball?
So in one ball, there's about 95 calories. So in a two-pack, about 190 to 195 calories with the different flavors that I have right now. Well, I found with research that I've seen is people love their snacks to be about under 200 calories.
Yeah.
And they're getting about 8 to 9 grams of protein there, very satisfying protein, healthy fats with, organic peanut butter. They're also almonds. Are in a couple of the flavors, oats, and just really clean ingredients that people are like, I know all these ingredients when I read the label, and they, feel good about it. And also, to your point, it is fun eating. They love the form of just snack size, bite size ball, something new. And so there's a fun, it's been really fun. I mean, sometimes at night I have a glass of red wine and a protein ball, and who needs anything more than that, really?
I know I don't. Oh my gosh, we could go on and on. It was you're so much fun, and I knew you would be. We'll look for you as one of the top 20 nutritionists to follow on Twitter by the Huffington Post. Good for you, and great success to your company. I just love entrepreneurial. I love this segment when we spotlight entrepreneurs, and thank you so much for jumping on the show with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Mitzi Doolin. And the name of the balls are Simply Fuel. Is that right? Simply Fuel. All right, everyone. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Shelly Gardner. Shelly Gardner is the owner of Christmas Light Source that's been online since 2005. She is also an engineer and you're kind of a Renaissance woman. She reads like she's a voracious reader, just reads all the time.
Well, and I've always been this way.
Yeah, you have. But you retain a lot of it. I forget a lot. So,
It's that engineering mindset.
I've got more of a creative mind. But, you know, you were recently mentioned. I have to say, I'm so happy for you. Better Homes and Gardens.
Yes, they featured our recycling program.
Oh, that's so awesome. And good for you. And so today you're going to tell our listeners, if they have a small business, how to get some free PR.
Well, exactly. And sometimes, you know, we all have tight budgets and we all want to get mentions. We all look forward to these kinds of mentions in magazines and newspapers. And we saw a lot of mentions this season. They translated directly into sales. Mm. We got mentions in, you know, like the Fort Worth Star-Telegram,
right,
and Indulge magazine. And it was great to hear people call in and say, I want to have my lights look just like what you have in the paper.
And the PR really does help because it's like free advertising, but it's even better because when you don't pay for something, it makes it real.
It does.
And it means all that hard work is paying off. You know, Good Morning America did a piece on floating the morning before New Year's Eve. And we already have my business is doing really, really well. You know, floating is finally getting the credibility that it has deserved for a very long time. But it's funny, it being on Good Morning America still made the phones light up even more. You know, it just does.
You just see a perfect boost from something like that. And more than anything, what they're highlighting in that situation are the benefits of floating. So in these types of articles, we're not selling a product. And what we have to do when we think about PR or the press or reporters is, how am I an authority in my field, not what do I have to sell, because
right,
nobody wants to be sold to.
Right.
And we love our recycling program because it converts trash into toys for children.
Really?
We actually use all of the money from our recycling program to buy toys for Toys for Tots. And what I'll do, I'll call the second week of December, I'll call my local Toys for Tots organization and ask them, what are you short this year? So like this year, for instance, they were short on toys for 6 to 12-year-old girls.
Aww.
And boys who were 10 to 13. So after we turned in our final load of lights, I went and took that money and bought toys for those specific targeted ranges and
nice,
delivered that. And that is a way that we give back to our community. But that, and so in, we didn't really set out to do that intentionally. We set out to do a mitzvah, just a good deed in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that it has translated to a lot of publicity for us. And
it's business karma.
It's business karma. And
we work
with a lot of cities. We even have government. The EPA actually called us about our process and reviewed that with us and asked us how we did that best. And we explained how it works. We tried to keep the recycling, for instance, in country instead of working with someone who ships them overseas.
Well, yeah. And PR.
So we're responsible.
Well, and I love that. I love that. And, you know, PR, it's just like success begets success. PR begets more PR. You know, sometimes you just get lucky, too. You know, I think of Melanie Simon, who is one of the leading estheticians and one of the most successful women in the beauty industry, happened to fall through my doors after I was open 6 months. Okay. And she lives in New York, and her sister. Anyway, long story short, this woman, people want to know what she thinks, what she's doing. And New York Times interviewed her and said, you know, what's your new 10 favorite things? And one of the things that she named was a Drift Float Spa. Okay. So the reason I'm telling you that is, so they mentioned us, and the pictures and stuff in the New York Times right after we opened. How lucky is that? But then that went on to lead to Cosmo picking us up a couple months later and doing a story on Adrift. And right away, I've got national recognition. And it begets itself.
It really does. And so it's worth your time and trouble to build these relationships with folks who are in the media, who are influencers in your industry.
Yep.
And you sort of share the love as well socially. You promote them and they promote you. In fact, when you do get a mention in the press, take time to thank those. Send a note or at least an email thanking them for the coverage, and put that person on your contact list to follow up with in the future when
right,
something newsworthy is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so you build your own Rolodex. And to get the ball rolling, sometimes it's great to partner with a small firm locally to have someone give you a boost, because sometimes as small business people, we put PR and relation with the press
mm-hmm,
at the bottom of our list.
Right.
And it's actually something we need to keep a good eye on.
No, I agree. I actually hired a PR firm in the beginning of Adrift.
To get you
kickstart. Because nobody knew what it was. And sometimes especially if you're bringing something to the market that the consumers have never seen or experienced before, you have to educate them. Sometimes the best way to educate them is to get a PR firm that's already very well connected to get your story out.
Well, and I found, and that brings up the question of how do you choose a PR firm? And I've found someone to work with who's great through word of mouth, because that to me is the most valuable way to find connections with other professionals. Yeah. And you find that balance between paying too much and too little. You get what you pay mm-hmm. for, but you also, you don't want to overspend.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to track results, but give it a good, fair chance. So your experience working with a PR firm was positive in the beginning of your business, correct?
Yeah. It got too expensive. And at the end of the day, as a business owner, you know, you're the person out there and your staff that is fundamentally responsible for the success of that brand and how they treat their customers. The customer experience is the number one thing that will get you good press.
Yes.
And the word, it takes a little longer. It does. But that's how you build a strong foundation.
Yes, you do. And it's a combination of all of these things working in concert. But establishing, the number one thing that you can do for great PR is to continue establishing yourself as an authority in your field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in the same way that Adrift is the premier float spa in this country,
right.
You're staying on the cutting edge of all of that, understanding the benefits. That's what you, as any small business owner, think of yourself as an authority first before you're a salesman.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how did you get in Better Homes and Garden? Was it because of the story that they picked up from Fort Worth, the Fort Worth?
We have great presence. City websites all over the country list us as a resource for Christmas lights recycling. When you Google Christmas lights recycling, we're in the top five when it's returned on Google. I didn't even know we were in Better Homes and Garden until a friend of mine texted me, did you see this? And she started sending me pictures. So that was a great Christmas present for me this year.
So do you think the search engine optimization is definitely something that you should invest in?
Yes.
Or a Google expert?
Well, that's a tricky, tricky question. Another bottle of wine.
But a good one.
But it's a good one. I think you really have to be careful because you're going to be the authority in your field and you're going to be able to best promote your product. But you do need to have your site optimized well. You do need to know where to focus your content. And it does help to work with a professional, but you can't just turn it over to them.
Mm-hmm.
There are some great books to start with on this topic that for me have worked even better than using a firm like SEO in an hour a day. There are a lot of great books and a lot of resources to start to use as a place to start. But as you grow, because there really is value in how well you show up on Google, but becoming an authority, writing about what you know, answering your customers' questions online is the number one way to bring folks to you.
Mm-hmm.
So understand you are the authority in your field and capitalize on that.
A lot of people are using Facebook ads now to get their name out there.
And we see some, you know, you have to watch your analytics, watch your return on investment. I think marketing now is real world marketing, newspapers, magazines. There's Facebook, there's Pinterest, as we just heard in the last segment, is really important. For lights, we find that Pinterest is really important for our business.
Hmm.
And we do see some results from Facebook, but it does help with the buzz, but it helps to be very distributed in your marketing approach.
Hmm.
You have to wear a lot of hats nowadays in today's commerce society.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about Pinterest, except that I've bought some very cool things on there.
Exactly. Well, and you know, a lot of, especially women, they're using Pinterest as their search engine, and it's visually driven. So for instance, I have a really great, I've learned that I have to invest in great photography. And that where there are areas where I thought I could do it myself, as we've grown as a business, I find another professional needs to come on board.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do we look at PR firms, but photography as well, to feed all into one great cohesive marketing plan.
Yeah, because it all matters.
It really does.
It's a very competitive world out there. But I also think that you have to relax a little bit sometimes too, because if you're too worried about it, that's not a good thing either.
No, just do the business that you need to do. Serve your customers well, and ultimately that will pay off. And
yeah,
like you said, have fun.
Yeah.
Love what you do.
Absolutely. All right, Shelley, thank you so much, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. I always enjoy doing it. I really, really do. And thank you to our sponsors like Crazy Water, Great Water. We just got a shipment in. They can't even keep up. They're just selling it like crazy. It's such a fine water. Sun Warrior had my soul good bar this morning, full of great plant-based protein, lots of fiber, just a really good, clean product. You know, and Charlotte's Web, CW Hemp is a fine, fine company as well. And the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And
Squatty Potty.
And Squatty Potty. Listen, you guys, it's a new year. Trust me on this. Get a Squatty Potty, okay? It works. It's very, very beneficial. All right, everyone. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there and make the most of it.